tonight is Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike. My name is Walt. My location is Lake Bowen in Inman. Currently at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located off Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. The traffic for net tonight. Please call K4OIM or net control. Announcements are bulletins for the net tonight. Please call K4OIM or net control. Begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, name, and location, and do it phonetically, please. It makes it a lot easier. And after you check in, signal your intent to remain on the net for the right shoe portion. Night being Tuesday night, we start with the letters out through L, but before we do that, let me check the pre-check-in list and see who all I got up. W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred over at Traveler's Rest, and he brings along his pretty bride, Miss Isla, in 4IEI, and I said they were there at Traveler's Rest. Then my friend Pat, K4OSH in Malden, and then KW4TS at Mr. Jim over in Pelzer. Glad all y'all could get checked in. And then my good friend John, KM4RJN, and he's up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then KC4W, Mr. Bill over in Anderson, and W2AMD. Mr. Andrew over in Simpsonville. Let's see, W4MKH has Mr. Marshall down in Jacksonville, Florida. And then W2MJB. That is our net control station operator, Mr. Mark. He calls the net on Tuesday night. Mark brings along his lovely wife, Wendy, KM4HDP, and they're over in Simpsonville. Next, we got up KG4WMP, Mr. Land, back from the Bahamas, back in Greenland. Thanks for checking in, Brad. Then my good friend, Roland, K1CJW, over in Pickens. Glad we got you checked in, Roland. So that is all on my pre-check-in before I go to the regular RF section. Let me see if I got anybody up on echo list. Well, I got up was Marshall, W4. W4MKH down in Jacksonville. Were you going to check in through Echo Link, Marshall? I've already got you down on the pre-check-in, and I don't want to check you in twice. So, you got anything to say, Mr. Marshall? You might be just monitoring Echo Link now to make sure I got him checked in. The roll call. Start with the letters I through L, India through Lima. If the first letter in the suffix of the call begins with the letters I through L, please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM. Kilo 4, J. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
You and your family, good evening to all on the net. Walt, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Walt, thanks for calling on the net. Hope you and the family all doing well. Hope everybody's doing well. No traffic, no comment.
4OIM. Mr. Walt, I look forward to Tuesdays just for this. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
K4OIM. With Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-Ray. This is Jeff down in Ware Place. Just check me in and out, if you will, Walt. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net tonight. Have a good evening, sir.
Check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. That's K04JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and 73.
Read these off that we got to start with. First is my friend James, KK4JFO, up in Tuxedo. Thank you for checking in, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid up in Fletcher. Sid, it is a pleasure to hear you back on the radio. We missed you while you were out sick, and believe me, we were all asking about you. So I hope you're doing well, Sid. Like I said, great to hear from you. Then we got my good friend Larry, KK4JBQ. Larry's over, makes his home over in Greer, and he brings along his lovely wife, Donna, KC4MFK. And then we got KO4JKQ. That's Jeff down in Wire Place. Jeff, I'm glad you could get checked in tonight. That radio's making a good trip to the repeater. Then KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. Duncan, I appreciate you being a regular and getting checked in. Is there anyone else out there with the suffix of your call that begins with the letters I through L? Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
I'll recheck.
Go ahead, recheck.
Walt, call sign here is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-Ray, sir.
What I wrote red off, that's what I had down here, Jeff. I don't know what I said, but glad you come back and got me straightened out there. Appreciate it, Jeff. All right, one last call. Anyone with the letter in your suffix that begins with the letter I through L, please call K4OIM or Net Control. I'm up to the next group. I had forgotten this. If there's any new hams out there that have never checked into the net report or into the net, we're here every night at 9 o'clock, a different net control station each night, and we meet here at 9 o'clock. And if you've never checked into the net before and you're not sure how to do it, just call K4OIM or Net Control and come back with your call sign and we'll walk any of you out there. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. I look like we got any that's ready to check in. I know there's some new ones out there because I monitor 2 meters all day down here in the shack. And I've heard them on there and invited them to check in. So at this time, we'll move up to the next group. Mike through Papa. Get the first letter, the suffix you call, begins with the letters M through P. Please call K4OIM and hit control.
OIM? Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo, Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, all be negative and negative.
OIM. Please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC, Matt, Western Greenville County. Be native and native. 73 to you and all the net.
OIM. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I am mobiling around Piedmont tonight. 73 to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
List right now. First up is Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and she brings along her family, all over Piedmont. She brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. And like I said, they all down in Piedmont. And then my friend Matt, WG4MC, and Matt's over in Southern Greenville. And Matt, I hope you had a good weekend working DX this past weekend. And then we got KO4NNH, it's Mr. Fred, and he's mobile over in Piedmont. Fred, you always mobiling, but glad you could get checked in mobile or any way you can. So, that takes care of that list. One last call, anyone with the letters M through P in the suffix of your call, please call K4OIM or net control. I've got this far. I've already got 24 check-ins, and that messed up one time, and that was with Jeff down in one place. But I can look in at my paper with one good eye and one bad eye. And I go tomorrow to the doctor and get the cataract off the right eye. And I sure hope it does as good as my left one has. All right, we move it up next group. Q through T, Quebec through Tango. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with letters to Q through T, please call K4OIM or net control.
Good evening, Walt. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Uniform Romeo. This is Chris. I'm mobile around the Lyman Inman area tonight. 73 to everyone on the net. I'm in and out.
I am. Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman, no traffic, no cheer. Good evening to you and all the net.
OIM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
That list was KO4ROB, Chris. I got you down as in Lyman. Because when you said Chris, the other Chris, he was right behind you. Did I get your location right, Chris?
Yep, KO4RUR. Yeah, I'm mobile up here in the Lyman area, headed back home.
But had that not happened on the net, two Chris's check in at the same time from Lyman. All right, thank you, Chris. And the next one on my list is the other Chris. WM4S, and he is in alignment. And then KO4RAX, that's Mr. Jim up in Dacresville. Brad, you could get checked in to the net tonight, Jim. All right, one more call for the letters Q through T. It's the first letter. The subject of the call begins with the letter Q through T. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. Up to the next group now. Uniform through Zulu. If the first letter in the suffix of the call begins with the letters U through C, please call K4OIM or Net Control. I couldn't make out any of the audio on that transmission. It's a little better, but I still didn't get it all. I got Josh and Pelzer. Is there anybody else out there that could relay for me and give me Josh's call sign? Echo 4, Victor Romeo, is that correct?
And Josh Belden,
was AE4, Josh N. Pelzer. We got you logged in. You must be on the HT because they've a whole lot of white noise on there. One last call, Uniform 3 Zulu. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Jim? Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on Net.
K4XB. Man, I love that call. That's Tommy over in Southern Greenville. Tommy, I appreciate you being a regular, checking in on the net, and be safe out there in Greenville. Well, we're going to move it up now to the next group. Alpha through Delta, the first letter, and suffix of your call begins with the letter A through D. Please call K4OIM for net control.
K4OIM. Good evening, Walt. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thanks for calling that tonight. And I was struggling with that one in Pelzer, too. I still don't have it. But you're doing a good job, Walt. Appreciate you calling that.
Control. Game, Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. Jim and Taylor's, negative and negative.
Ma'am. This is Roland and Pickens. Walt, I know I'm already registered, but please add to my list Chad K04NUE, which is Kilo Oscar 4, November Unicom Echo, and his wife Anna K04RYP, which is Kilo Oscar 4, Roger Yankee and Papa, and they are both in France. But they are heading back to the United States tomorrow. And good evening to all.
Oh, I am. Walt, please check in. Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little pride, Joey. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you and all on the net. Up on that list is Mr. Dave, our net manager. He's the one that's in charge of having somebody on here every night at 9 o'clock. And, in case somebody can't make it, Dave's always got somebody to fill in, or either he'll step up and call the net a suck. Dave, we appreciate all you do for the Blue Temperature Radio Society and being the net manager. Can't thank you enough. Then we got KO4DBM. That's Jim over in Taylor's. And then Mr. Rowland, he's checking in KO4NUE, Mr. Chad. Him and his lovely wife, Anna, KO4RYP. They are over in France and heading back to the States tomorrow. And, Roland, I'm glad you relayed that. Now, I'm going to put down my echo link because I was listening to the conversations y'all had today, Roland. I really appreciate it, and I know Chad and Anna appreciate it. Southern Greenville, WG4MC. I forgot to recognize him as the Thursday night net control station. So Thursday night, be sure and check in with Matt and help him keep his numbers up in the logbook. And then Roland checked in my good friend Chad K.O. KO4NUE. Chad is one of the fill-in net control station. Also, his wife, Anna, KO4RYP, she fills in as a net control station. Then we got M4BLA. That's Mr. Kurt over in Greenville. Kurt, thank you for being a regular checking in here. Then we got my good friend Gary, KI4DOS, over in Easley. And he brings along his sweet little bride, Joy, K3JOY. And Gary calls the net Wednesday night, which is tomorrow night. And after he gets the roll call completed, he has a swap meet where you can... If you got anything you want to buy, sell, or trade, be sure and check with Gary tomorrow night. If you want some radio equipment, there's a lot of it on there now from Solon Estates. So be sure and check in with Gary on Wednesday night. And with that, let me go back and check Echo Link and see what's up. I'll be back just a second. I'm the only one on there. Anybody else with the letters Alpha 3 Delta 8 through D, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Net Control. The 4 Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel N. Taylor's, and you can mark me in and out. Thanks.
KOIM. Nice seeing you, hearing you tonight. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2 BYQ Dave and Easley. I'll be 73s tonight. And negative and negative.
I got KI4. DTY Daniel, I got it out. Over in Taylor. Man, I'd be so glad to get this cataract off this right eye tomorrow where I can have correct vision in both eyes. And then we got my friend Dave, another one of our Daves, KB2BYQ, and Dave's over in Easley. I'll go ahead and move it up to the ever-patient group now. Echo through hotel. It's the first letter. The suffix of your call begins with letter E through H. Please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, and I am mobile tonight.
and I will be in and out, Walt. Thank you.
It looks like you might be the only one on that list. That was KO4HTX, my friend Patrick, up in Penrose, right out of Brevard up there. Thank you for checking in, Patrick. I got about half the call sign down, and I just lost train of thought. I don't want to ask him again what to repeat his call sign. I said, well, that's Patrick. I know his call sign. So thanks for checking in, Patrick. I'm glad you made it out of a dead spot so you can get checked in tonight. Anybody else? Echo through hotel, please. Call K4OIM or net control. Go ahead.
My call is Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. I just want to make sure you got it wrote down right.
Not my right eye, Patrick. It's funny how these bifocals, they were hard to get used to, and now I'm having to wear them with this one good eye on my left. But I go back to the doctor tomorrow at 10 o'clock and get this cataract off this right eye. And from the way they talk, I may not even need glasses at all. I'm hoping that's the way it's going to be anyhow. But you're the only one in that group so far. One last call. Echo through hotel, please. Call K4OIM or net control.
I am. This track record in there, Walt, but please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Harry up in Canada, North Carolina. We'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
KC4, Oscar India Echo, Mr. Harry up in, that was Harry up in Chandler, North Carolina. I hope all's going well with you, Harry. It's good to hear your voice back on the radio this week, and then sure see us back on the air again. One last call, each place. Alright, let's see, it's going to be late checking in, but let's get in here and get their name and call sign in the book. Open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4. Juliet, India Alpha, KG4JIA, Dennis Gaffney, good evening to you. All the network, 73. Check in Joe. Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. I will be in and out this evening. Over.
Got a KG4JIA, Dennis over at Gaffney. Dennis, glad you're becoming a regular here checking in every night. All the net control stations really appreciate it when we're trying to get our numbers up and everyone gets checked in when possible. Then we got KK4JD, that's Joe, and he's over at my hometown at Greer. Glad you can get checked in, Joe. All right. Before we go to lunch, anybody else? Alpha through Zulu, please call K4OIM or net control. It is K4OIM now securing the formal portion of the net. With my thanks for all that checked in tonight, we really appreciate it. All stations wishing to secure now may do so. We will now begin the Raichu portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins and Raichus. And let me go back and check Echo Link one last time. Put one on Echo Link. So, we'll now go to the Raichu portion. which I don't have anybody here for the right you portion tonight. If I miss somebody for a check-in or comments, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
I am KI4DOS. You missed me, Walt.
I didn't miss you, Gary. I remember calling you out, telling everyone about the swap net tomorrow. And, yeah, I called your name and Miss Joy. My station ain't breaking up, is it, Gary?
Now, you called my name and call sign out when you read everything back. But I told you no traffic. I told you I didn't say I will be here, but I just said no traffic. So you missed my little comment there. That's what I was talking about.
Just told Chad, KO4NUE, about that last week. The thing that you and, good grief, Johnny's dad had about, you don't say I'll be around for comments, you just say no traffic. But we'll get you up here. You're the only one I got, Gary. So let's talk. What you got on your mind, Gary?
So I am in a net, KI4DOS. Well, not a whole lot, Walt. I just was listening and I didn't hear any rag chewers, so I thought I'd stay in and chat with you for a minute tonight. Had a chat with Chad today, and several others, and it's been a crazy day, but everything's going well. Can't complain about anything. Didn't get a whole lot accomplished here at the plantation, as old Dwight, 84 USA, used to say. He lives up there in Tuxedia, and he always called his place the plantation. I kind of enjoyed that. But we didn't get much done around here today. Had some other things I wanted to get done, but I didn't. But my sweet little bride got up this morning, and she went in there and baked me a lemon pound cake. So when I get off the net here just a little bit, I'm going to go in there and get me a piece of lemon pound cake and a cup of coffee.
I'm not drinking coffee, but I'm eating lemon pound cake and drinking milk. And it is good. I love a good lemon pound cake. My grandmother, she used to bake cakes for the preacher. And she would put them lemon pound cakes in the oven. And she said, "Now, Walt, don't go in that kitchen around that oven. That cake will fall." And Gary, I'd wait till that thing got about done. I'd go and sneak in there and I'd jump right in front of the oven. And sure enough, I'd haul Bud out the back door. Grandma didn't even know I'd been in the house. She'd get that cake out. Oh, Lord, that cake fell. If I make the cake fall, that means it was ugly and she would take it to the preacher. I got to eat the whole darn cake by myself, Gary. I love lemon pound cake.
Yeah, I tell you, Walt, if you did that over here, you'd get your legs striped. Joy's the same way. She don't want me to bump it around in the kitchen when the cake is in the oven. And I was real careful while it was in the oven, and she got it out and let it cool down, and she put it in the cake keeper. So I imagine I'm going to have a good time here in just a few minutes and go in there and get me a piece of that pound cake. But that pound cake, gosh, I don't know. It's a great big old heavy thing. It's moist and good and all of that. Tastes real good. But it's not heavy. I get up in the morning sometimes, and when she's got a cake laying in there, instead of eating a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit or a bowl of cereal or eggs and bacon or whatnot, I'll just go over and cut me a great big old chunk of pound cake, and I'll sit down and eat the pound cake with my coffee for breakfast. It's probably not real good for me, but I told her, I said, it's got 11 eggs in it, so I can't complain too much. I'm getting my eggs. I liked as much as a lemon pound cake as a fruit cake. And my sister used to bake me one every Christmas. I'll bet you that thing would weigh about 15 pounds. And she done retired and she ended up moving in with my niece. And they ain't no fruitcakes anymore. But I like these you can buy at the grocery store. I went up here at Food Line. Well, my daughter went to the Dollar General the other week. And they had the fruitcakes for sale. She got me two of them. And I'll eat one of them in a day. And I went to Food Line day before yesterday, I believe it was. And they had the fruitcakes in there. And I bought me four of them. And they ain't but two of them left, Gary. I love fruitcake. Gets a little later in the year, Joy will probably make fruitcakes. I don't know if she's going to do it or not this year. She made fruitcakes, I guess it was year before last. And she had all her ingredients in this great big old wash pot, I called it. The thing was huge. And she was trying to stir it with a wooden spoon, big, heavy, thick wooden spoon, and she couldn't stir it. She asked me if I'd come over and help her with it a little bit, and I went over there, and I couldn't do it. So I just got over there and scrubbed my arms up and my hands up past my elbows, and she said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to mix this stuff up for you. Don't you know I reached down in there with both arms and mixed that stuff up? But it turned out real good, and we put some in the freezer, and I like to get it out in, you know, about June, July when it's real hot. I've been out there working in the garden. I'll come in the house and get one of them out of the freezer and cut me about an inch and a half slice off of it. She makes them in a loaf pan, you know, like you make a loaf of bread in. And they're about, probably 3 inches high and, you know, as wide as a loaf pan is. And I'll cut me off a piece about an inch and a half, and it froze. And you're talking about good. Boy, now that's really good in the summertime. Fruit cake or a lemon cake is going to last around me till the summertime, Jerry. I'm telling you, I don't know why I don't gain weight. I was working down there in Fountain Inn when we redone Depot Street back there where they got the farmer's market now. I went in there one morning and we had to have a county inspector out there. And I know she kept watching me. Finally, he come over there and motioned me to shut it down. I said, yes, sir, what's wrong? He said, are you a diabetic? I said, no. He said, well, you're going to be. I said, what do you mean? He said, when you come to the job this morning, you had two country ham and egg biscuits from Hardee's. I said, you eat that. Then I seen you eating one of them big honey buns. And you got a bag of candy sitting there and you just steady eating. So how in the world do you keep from gaining weight? I don't know, Gary. When I was up there in the hospital when I broke my neck, I gained up to 215 pounds. That's what I weighed when we come back from Vietnam. And I just dropped down to about 165 to 170 and stay there. But they put some weight on me in the hospital with that hospital food and the steroids they were giving me. K4OIM Friday, back to you, Gary. 954DOS. Well, I tell you, Walt, probably one reason you put on some weight in the hospital is because you laid there and they didn't let you do nothing other than eat. You didn't get a whole lot of exercise, but I know you get out there in the yard and walk around and do stuff around the house, and you don't really sit still a whole lot. But that's, you get an exercise that way, and when you don't get exercise, you tend to gain weight a little more quickly. But I don't know how in the world anybody has gained weight on that hospital food. I don't like that stuff at all, and I ain't never been in the hospital. I've eaten some of Joy's stuff when she was in the hospital. She'd say, I don't want this, you eat it. And it's the bland taste, and I just don't like it. I told her, I said, if that's all we got to eat, you know, all I'm going to get to eat today, I'll go down to the cafeteria and find me something or get me something on the way home. But I'm with you. I don't know how in the world you would gain a whole lot of weight on that food they feed you in the hospital. OSK4OIM. She ain't down here. She can't hear me. But you ain't never eaten none of my daughter's cooking. My grandson told her the other day, he said, Mama, please let Papa start cooking. And she said, why? He said, Mama, you burn everything. Gary, I have seen her burn boiled eggs. Everything she cooks it on high. And she was boiling them eggs, gonna make some egg salad. Yeah, I went there and said, how long are you gonna let them eggs boil? Oh, I'll give them. She went there and done boiled the water out. And went to peel them eggs, and they were just as black as tar, Terry. But my grandson would tell her, no, Mama, let Papa cook. K-4-D-O-S, back to you, Terry. Goodness, well, I ain't gonna get into that ball of wax right there, Walt. Maybe you need to give her some real easy hints and say, yeah, I think I'm going to come in there and help you tonight or something. Don't tell her you're going to do it far. And just go in there and help her a little bit. She's got some stuff running up on her. Turn the things down a little bit. That's where a lot of people make their mistakes. You know, they try to cook everything too quick, and it does have a tendency to dry it out or burn it or whatnot. And sometimes it don't even get it cooked on the inside good. It charred it on the outside, and then the rest of it ain't done. So, you know, there is a little bit of an art to cooking, and you can't cook everything on high. And the best thing to do is just not try it that way. Well, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. I'll let you go make a call or two, see if there's anybody else out there who want to check in or talk to you. I've held it up long enough. I'll turn it back to you, and we'll say 73 to you for now. You have a good evening, what's left of it, and you take care, and hopefully we'll see you over here one of these days real soon. K4OIM, in the net, KI4DOS. That's K4OIM. Yeah, Gary, I'm going to see if my daughter's going to be busy Saturday, and I'll give you a call before I head that way, and I'll come over and get them items that you're holding for me. So with that, I'll say 73, Gary, and I'll check in and talk with you tomorrow night. After I close the net down, I'm going to get up there and get me a shower and get in bed. And see if I can sleep tonight. Now that I know how the procedure went and all, and how painless it was, maybe it won't be as bad as it was when I went and had that left one done. I laid there and tossed and turned all night, not knowing. I just hated the thought of somebody messing with my eye. But, Gary, I'll say 73s. For now, and talk to you tomorrow night. You, Miss Joy, have a pleasant rest of the evening. And with that, I'll say 73s, Gary.
Get care and get you some rest, and I forgot you got to go get your surgery in the morning, but I hope it all goes well.
at least as well as the last one did. Maybe it'll go a little better. 7-3 there, young man. Talk to you later. K4OIM, KI4DOS.
Anybody else out there want to check in? All the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, please call K4OIM or Net Control, or if you want to make a comment, call K4OIM or Net Control.
OIM, I'm calling in a hole.
Hey, my friend, running late as usual. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha, Kilo, 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name's Mike. Get home in Simpsonville tonight. No comments, no traffic tonight. Walt, 73, do you know everyone on that?
OIM. K4LZI Mobile. Andy Pickens, no traffic, no roundtable.
Two more there. First up was my good friend Andy, KI4LZI Mobile over there in Pickens. So I guess that foot's doing pretty good now, Andy. You're able to get out and drive and get around. Appreciate you checking in. And then we got AK4HR. That's Mr. Mike. He is one of the alternate deck control stations. I think I'm correct, Mike. Yeah, you're in Greenville. I think that's where he said. Am I correct, Mike?
No worries at all. Yeah, I'm over in Simpsonville, but close to Greenville kind of counts. That's where I normally tell people from out of town I'm from anyway. People that aren't around here normally when I say Simpsonville, they're like, where? So I usually use Greenville anyway. But, yeah, and I usually call, I forget now, with Chad helping us out. I think it's like every sixth Saturday I end up calling the net. But I fill in on occasion here and there. But good to hear you, Walt. Hope your surgery goes well. I kind of came in on the tail end of what you and Gary were talking about there. And I know a lot of people talk really well about the surgery once they have it on their eyes. I know my mother-in-law had one, had hers done, and she's down to just wearing like a low-power reader now. And she said she wishes she'd had it done years ago. If she'd known, she would have done it then. But good luck with yours, sir, and I hope we'll talk again soon.
Yep, Jesus, FT950, HF radio here with all them menus in it. And I'm wearing bifocals, the strongest I could get. The doctor told me, said, I'm giving you these, but after these, you're not getting any more glasses. You're going to have that surgery done. But I got a big magnifying glass. I have to put down there in front of my radio to read the menus on it. But after I had the left eye done last month, I could take my glasses off and sit back a foot away, and I can read everything on that screen. And the left eye was the worst eye. And now it's my best eye, and I'm looking at it. I take my glasses off and cover my right eye. I can see everything just as bright and sharp. And then if I put my glasses back down and look at it, the screen looks like it does when I'm looking at it through my right eye with my left eye closed. So it is going to be a blessing tomorrow to get these glasses off where I'm not going to need them. They told me over there that, not to get my hopes up, I might have to have a pair of weak reading glasses, but if it does, my right eye does as good as a left one. I don't believe I'm going to need them, Mike. So, you got anything else you want to say, Mike? AK4HR, K4OIM.
Not much all I had tonight. Like I say, I was just running late as usual. Wanted to give you one or two more check-ins. I think I might have stepped on Andy there. I thought he was done with his check-in, though. But so, Andy, I apologize for coming in on top of you there. But, no, that's all I had, Walt. 73 to you and everyone on the net, and we'll talk again soon, my friend.
It was a pleasure talking to you. Yeah, you stepped on Andy. I'm glad you didn't step on his sore foot, though. messed his foot up and had to wear one of them boots on it. He's finally got that thing off. He's able to get around and drive now. So, anybody else, if I missed anyone, for a check-in or a right cue, please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM. Hello, Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. I had a quick question for you, Walt. Yeah, listening to the radio earlier today with Chad trying to pass a message got me wondering about EchoLink. And I really don't understand and tried to find some information on EchoLink, but is there any kind of message transfer system similar to, like, WinLink?
I'm afraid I can't answer that question. W4DJW, you still around?
W4DJW, still here, Walt.
To answer his question he had about EchoLink and WinLink.
Yeah, there's two different types of message passing. What Chad is practicing is what amateur radio operators used to be called radiograms. It used to be you could pass, like if you were, your license was about to expire, there was a group that used to send out radiograms or messages, message traffic handling. That's what Chad was talking about, sending messages. He wasn't talking about sending a WinLink email or an EchoLink text message. EchoLink doesn't have an email system or a message system like email. It doesn't have anything like that. It does have a chat capability. So if you're logged onto a node like this node, like the W4NYK node, and somebody else is logged onto the W4NYK node, you can talk to each other with texting each other back and forth while you're both logged on. That's the extent of communications other than voice communication on EchoLink. It doesn't go beyond that. So nothing like WinLink. What Chad was doing is nothing like WinLink or EchoLink as far as messaging goes. What he was doing was radiograms from a long, long time ago where you pass traffic from one station to another. Hope that helps, W4DJW, back to net control.
That was kind of what I was thinking. I was just wondering if there was an easier way, since he obviously had the use of EchoLink, if he was able to get a message through quicker and simpler than having to do radiogram and wait for a net to pass a message. And I didn't know if EchoLink had that capability or not.
Well, the reason that he was doing that is prior to him going over to France, he's been experimenting with radiograms. So he's kind of on a learning a binge, right? He's binging on learning about amateur radio. So he's learning about how radiograms work. So every time he gets an opportunity to pass a message, and this was, I'm not privy to what all happened there. I know something was happening. Gary was working with them on it today. But something was going on there, and this was a fine opportunity for him to use messaging, radiogram type of messaging, not WinLink or EchoLink type. And I think he used EchoLink to initiate passing messages, like you would do if you were on HF, for example. But no, there's nothing built into EchoLink that facilitates that, other than just being able to do voice communication.
Seems like it was, it seemed to be effective the way he was going about it. I was just thinking for my own usage, if you were to be able to send messages like that, but apparently that would have worked very well for him if that was his only means and nobody got in touch with family. It seems like that's a very good way to work.
Yeah, it seemed to have, from what little I was in and out of the office, and I was on and off on the radio being turned on, so I didn't catch all of what he had going on there, but I did get the idea it was kind of effective from what Gary was saying earlier in WalsNet tonight. I'll turn it back over to you and let you turn it back over to Net Control, W4DJW.
Thank you for your help on that. That was just a question that was eating at me earlier today, and wondered what kind of capabilities there were in EchoLink. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray, Jim. And back to you, Walt.